Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you so much to Johan Els. And of course, I call it a joyride, man. Something Else and Spectrum is back with you tomorrow morning. And much blessings and rest, Johan. Much blessings and rest to you. And may you continue to speak so that people should know that radio has not lost it. Radio still can speak and show a beacon of hope. Thank you so much for your contribution to this generation. All right, it is Thursday Live. I will be talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene and also Pastor Green. I will be talking to Pastor Green and hopefully, if possible, to Pastor Makamu, who will be talking, hopefully, if possible, because each and every time there's so much drama around, you know, this time it would be maybe because he's a businessman, it's busy, and we understand that. I want to start with this, and I think you will enjoy.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co. For an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
It is El Dibaj from the El Dibaj family. You remember them? You remember them? Yeah, man. Yes, the very same guy who did some good music with Chaka Khan. And Bob James, you remember them, ne? Yes. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Let me welcome our guest. We have the Apostle Phumla Mfene on the line. Apostle, greetings to you and welcome.
Greetings to you, my brother, and to Pastor Makamu, Pastor Green, and to all our wonderful, loyal listeners out there.
I trust you're well.
No, I'm well. Hey, yo, under these given circumstances with this crazy heat. Yo.
Yeah.
Yes, so maratavit.
Anyway.
It's hot, man.
It is hot, man. Yeah, it is hot. It is hot. Maybe we need some rain, man. We need some rain. But it's good to run in the morning. It's good to run in the morning. Maybe during the day, late afternoon, exercises for an hour, something like that, yeah. Anyway, I'm trying to get hold of Pastor Makam. I just can't. Pastor Green, I just can't. Pastor Makam is on the line. Greetings to you, Pastor Makamu. I'm very well. How are you, sir?
I'm or Apostle. Yes, Radio Pulpit International. Bonke all over lapha bakhona ngiyababingelela ngegama lika Yahusha HaMashiach.
Uthe be Radio Pulpit.
Yes.
Is this an accent from Mozambique, I tell you? Radio Pulpit.
Yeah.
Radio Pulpit.
We are born.
Seriously? No. I realize that Maputo is on strike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Namasiba.
I see. Which is a good thing, by the way. It's a good thing which we become authentic, you know. I like it I like it when you say Zimbabwe, you say Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
Yeah, Zimbabwe. You know,
Zimbabwe.
Well, why would they say that? I don't think our brothers in Zim, they like their country to be called Zimbabwe. It's Zimbabwe. Yeah, it's Zimbabwe. Anyway, Murut, are you well? Are you well? Because I know it's hectic and dramaful this time. You're working, man.
Yeah. It's that time of the year, Mfundisi. It's that time of the year. Lapho kubhizi khona kakhulu. Ngingena nje sometimes ngabo 8. No 5. Isinto ukuthi sengiphuma ngiyogijima, ngiphuma ngiyohlala esene. Ngibe ithuluzi ngisebenza.
Yeah. At least you are spending your energy, ne?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's true.
Sure.
If I made in Jena ngabo 7, 8, then I say ngikathele ngaleso sikhathi.
Hey, my daughter, I can understand. Yeah. You know what? We need to revive our seminars. You know, we used to have those marriage seminars. Couple seminars. You know, we need to revive these, and we need to do them big, you know. Kushuthi laphayana kuwe spaka matenda i3 laphayana sibuye kushube
uyazi uzohlanganisa nesiphindile lapha ngikhona manje la uzombona but the couple send mfuna ukuthi mafika utakafuna ukushada mfuna ukuthi mafika nje izophela yonke lenkana nayo
ha usisiphindile uthi akafuna ukushada nimenzeni nina kanti manje
angimazi
Hayi. Umhlolo kaJohn straight.
Yeyibona.
Hayi, umhlolo straight, umhlolo kaJohn. Now, tonight we are talking about the misuse of spiritual privileges.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if believers know this or recognize that we have spiritual privileges. And these privileges is very easy to misuse. It's very easy to misuse. We have seen quite a lot of dimensions into the side of misusing. Others are bargaining through them. They have made these a commercial hand for themselves. Others have taken these privileges. And remember, privileges also go together with talents and gifts, capacities, capabilities that the Father puts upon us, the graces that the Father puts upon us. And to a great extent, we use these to the glory of the Father. But many had gone on to use this for self-benefit. And this is what is happening in the ministries today. And that is why we have mega churches that are worth hundreds of millions of rands, and church movements, church organizations, church secret societies. All these, it's because of spiritual privileges that have been somehow misused. Yeah. You know, and that is why, to a great extent, there is what we call religious extremism. And I'm talking about the Christian side. I'm not talking about other religions. And the extremisms that you get, you find these in sectarianisms that have developed. And others would say they are Protestants. Others would say they are reformists. Others would say whatever. And others would say they are charismatic, you know. Others would say they are Pentecostals. All these are sectarianisms. And these things have come because people have tended to misuse their privileges, which means, in this case, the interpretation of Scripture. It's a privilege. The interpretation of Scripture is a privilege by the Holy Spirit. And they had formulated this to form or to bring about their own kind of ideologies that would render them as founders of massive ministries. That's why you have their photos in black and white everywhere, in the churches and in the offices, as founders. There are those who also would not deem you a qualified believer if you cannot quote a book or sayings by their founder, or if you cannot go to Ixilongo and sing songs that were composed by their founders. This is the travesty of things. This is how it's happening. And some of the people, when they were interviewed later on in their years, because others have passed on, they would place a disdain or a form of regret into the manner in which an interpretation into what they had been putting across has gone, or has taken a particular direction. Many, many missionaries started. Well, others basically were intent on doing that. Others came in as missionaries, and we were intent on starting sectarianist ministries that would basically abuse the privileges placed upon particular movements. And what the word says, until we all come to the unity of the Spirit, you know, and that needs to be looked into much of the times. Now, there are privileges that are misused. Look at the Gadarenes. In Mark chapter 5, verse 17, they began to plead with him to depart from their region. Now, the Gadarenes had a visitation. Now, these are the people who were imbued with a gift, a spiritual privilege of visitation. And much of the times, they ignored the visitation. Or they basically would channel the visitation in a manner in which the Father had not commanded them. They pled with Christ. They said, please leave. Leave. We're having a good time here. And we understand the visitation. We understand, you know, the gift of visitation. But hey, and that is the case. This is how spiritual privileges are misused. All right, let me read another one. Look at the Nazarenes. Mark chapter 6, verse 4. But Yahushua says to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country. A prophet is not without honor except in his own, among his own relatives and in his own house. The misuse of spiritual privileges is also amongst those from whom many people come. Let's take people with massive gifts, apostles, pastors, and what. If you can check where they come from, they are not recognized. Their own brothers and sisters do not even follow the Christ that they follow. And it's not because they are bent on not believing. It is because they are aware of the visitation of the Father in their families and the blessing of the Father, which is a spiritual privilege, upon their families, but they had taken this for granted to say, it's part of the family, man, we will do it later on. This one is holding on to it, we'll join later on. Most of us, if you can check, our siblings, those of you who are preaching, okay, with exceptions, there are those who are preaching and they went on to preach in their families and people got saved and all that and stuff. We praise the Father for that. But there are those, nothing has happened, yet you run a massive ministry. When you visit your relatives now, December time, they'll be hiding beers when they see your big car, your big ministry car coming on. They basically dishonor the gift that is upon you. And this is a visitation upon the family. Remember, that gift is also a visitation upon your family.
Yeah.
Now, when you look also in Mark, in verse 5, it says, now he could do no mighty work there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And you would see also where privileges are, there are less miracles, less manifestations. They know. They would come to you secretly in the dark like Nicodemus. But amongst people, they don't even want you to talk with them about spiritual matters. And I'm talking about siblings and relatives, even parents. Even children. And you find that that visitation is manifesting through the father and the mother. The kids would go somewhat, somehow, and take it for granted. I remember some years ago, more than almost 30 years ago, I had a problem, and I used to say this. I don't know if the Apostle Phumla Mfene would remember. But we were young. I used to say, I have a problem because I don't think they really get born again. They get grown up in the churches, but they don't really get born again. And I hit it on the smack because then many came to the saving knowledge of Yahushua HaMashiach. Then, and these were children of pastors, of massive churches, man. Say, look, man, we grew up here, but we're not born again. Yeah, when they make altar call, when dad makes altar call, we go, but it's a misuse of a privilege, you know, of priesthood, which is in the family. And we see these things much of the times really happening, yet we keep quiet, don't we?
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinikela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing well. Blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. And I'm talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene and Pastor Makamo there. And I trust that you are enjoying much of the foundation that we are trying to lay across with regards to this matter. Now, let me start with you, Mfundisi Makamo. There are abuses of privileges, spiritual privileges, quite a lot. I haven't even come to gifts by pastors who have made themselves massive rich people by abusing their gifts. What's your take? Makamu. Apostle, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. What is your take, Apostle? Let me start with you. I can't get hold of Makamu. What is your take on this?
That's a hard one. Very sad state of affairs. I mean, you made mention of an example of pastor's kids that grows up in church and they don't really give their life to Christ, you know, because they were brought up in this thing. They take along. But you see also that plays out hangata when the leader has passed on. You know, we still on spiritual abuse. The leader has passed on. There's very muruti who never gave their life to the Lord. Number one, who never even some of them. I listened to one such story. This other leader, every time Kasevisi, you know, after worship, there would be fine. But the moment they walk out, then Bagadula Konte. So now, the sad part is when Banababa Jualo, when you're passed on, then they are somehow forced to continue with the church.
Yeah. It's a church business, by the way, now.
In fact, they get forced on the people. And Utolori, Haibo. You know, the uncle was passed on, Nasnava, and then Hatuayena, Stepe in. I'm so confused. I'm like, tell me, come out of it. I expect to put him in and step into the shoes of uncle. And mina bena zikuthi lento le ihamba ngeinheritance. I thought mhlambe niyabiza ukuze
nenze.
You know what I mean? So these are some of the ways that you see the whole issue of spiritual abuse playing out. And I was still on the fact that they are being forced on people, and also they are forced hore. Banquet role ever since Basabati, they were not even ready for it. They were not even to. I mean, listen, David, somehow he was taught or God is expected of him as a king. So Ukola Akudiswa, you know, in that thing. So but Rena, you know, because you know you have gained so much popularity, influence and power amongst your congregants. So at the end of the day you find that, and not only forcing Bana on the church, but there are certain things that can be introduced into the church because already you are lording over this church people. Again, you know, when you read in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 and 6, Peter overlaying to a powerful, he exhorts leaders to be shepherds of the flock, to eagerly serve, not lord over the people of God. But unfortunately, with spiritual abuse comes this whole thing of people lording over the congregation and forgetting what this you know, this is the flock of Jesus Christ. And Marana Jesu, we expect the hand left look at her with care, with love. So because you are loading over them, you don't even express the love. Yamudim. So you know, when that thing where you are not only loading over the people of God, you also are harsh on them. Some of these pastors, either you take it or you leave it. You know, and umakalor, but then how is it possible really muntu nyamudimu and the mutu abe hash abe oregente ibetabatahor you take it or leave it or munyakoki o hatako say, you know, if you don't comply. So these are cases where you see spiritual abuse, you know, unfolding and it play out. So sad and so bad, and unfortunately, in most cases, it has become the norm. You know, it's good to have these privileges, but the moment we abuse them, the moment we also abuse your trust, you know, the people that will begin to trust you as a leader. You know, I'll give you an example. As a woman, or trust them, Ruti, and only issues, marital issues. So, trust them, Ruti, thinking he will help you carry this load. But unfortunately, you find the very same Papa Omotepileng, even who abuses that privilege and end up out of character, that are not even, you know, biblical. It is not okay. You get what I mean? And once you talk a trial once, obviously, he'll keep coming from you. He did it once. Second time he comes again. You know, there's a lot of people joking simply because they were respecting those in power, and those in power, unfortunately, they were abusing the privileges that God has given them. One of the privileges, serious, serious privileges, one of them is honor. You know, I've noticed how a lot of leaders take this honor to a level, ailing seriously and godly. So now, but there'll be demands that will be placed on people. So simply because they honor you, but they don't agree with what you are saying, with what you are telling them to do, but they will do it nonetheless because they really irrevel honor your leaders. You know, that can also be abused. It can be taken like seriously out of context, and it can seriously go left. We have seen it over and over again. We are even still seeing it today. We know we should respect our leaders, but the leaders also take advantage of that, that respect. Somebody was saying to me, hey, I'll send you a video, you'll see this woman, Harera. Yeah, because on an extension, I keep in the extension in Israel. So if this young kids go get again, Bafua the pin. So hence they are no chance about matter and put those pins on their head. So how do you expect them to listen to what you're saying if at the same time when you're preaching, they're busy doing some work on you? Doesn't make sense. So I'm saying, na kwa mo honor, we take it to a level as in grand.
Yeah, I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Apostle. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about the misuse of privilege, of spiritual privileges, by many of us these days. And you can send us your WhatsApp and tell us some of the misuse of privileges spiritual privileges that you see amongst us these days. It's 082-657-2729. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter. Drop us a voice note or even send us a text message.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
All right, then. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And here we are, man. We are touching base on this, the issue of the misuse of spiritual privileges. There are people who think having these spiritual titles makes you somewhat an angel of note these days. And actually, that you even force people to listen to you, and you feel you have a right to condemn people and to tell people that they are going to die. And to force people to come, to force people to invite you into their shows, and to actually say to them they are going to die, without actually providing a solution. Remember, you represent the Messiah, who is the Savior, and that is basically the ministry you should bring across. You should reconcile people to life, which is the Messiah himself, the Yahushua HaMashiach, which is the Messiah himself. And we don't find that much. Basically, we hear of pastors condemning each other, and those who call themselves prophets and messengers, they are busy talking on social networks about each other. There is no message of salvation. I think that is a misuse of their spiritual privileges. Makamu, maybe I'm wrong. What say you, Sam?
Tatanare, number one, ang bongo apostle Pumlamfene. Ngayam tando apostle Pumlamfene ngaba. Uma akhuluma khuluma zibamba akulevel yobo apostle.
Yeah.
Yes. So ngiyabonga my apostle ngoba ungintalele namhlanje. Yes.
Umfundisi wami. Qala asiqale kubantwana bakaHeli. Abantwana bakaHeli umfundisi. They had a opportunity yokuthi baba abapriesti uNkulunkulu ababekile, because imthetho waleso sikhathi kwakuthi uma ungaba umpriesti uyashona, then they become priest by that lineage le bakuyo, because they were Levite. But they misused that opportunity ngokuthi bangasayiboni lento lela. Izinto ziya kuNkulunkulu, baze bazifunela bona isiqhaka esizoba isabo ukuthi uma siletha izinto zikaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu akana velu, umuntu unevelu yibo. Bathuma lesiqhaka kuba isithatha izinto sinikeze bona. Bathi lesiqhaka sasine ifoloko inamazinya u-3. Uma ufika uletha izinto, sifika sihlabe sithi le noma ngaba yakankulunkulu le iyakompriest, basherane bona. They were sleeping with women inside the church, bangenandaba ukuthi. And uNkulunkulu ngothando analo, God came to them through abaprofet. From time to time, madoda lokunukwenzayo kusiyiko. Waze wakhalimela. I remember kuna lapho uHeli waze wathina, if a man alixabana nenye ndoda, God will intervene. But if a man fights with God, no one will intervene. You understand? So these people, inkinga ke iba khona mina mfika ngiyibuka kakhulu. Uma bafa labantu ku chapter 4, abafanga bodwa, sebafana isixhuku, over 34,000 wabantu abafile that day, kuze kuzalwa khona abo iKabod. The glory is gone. uma kunoba khona bo ecaboard is because sikube nabantu babengamlalela uNkulunkulu bayenzima intando yabo kuze kuba khona abo ecaboard I lento lela imphongolo kaNkulunkulu waze wathathwa uyolaliswa endlini yezithixo ngenxa yabantu bangamlalelanga uNkulunkulu spiritual privilege ukudlala ngazo kona laphana ku Luka chapter 24 Luka chapter 24 kuna lamadoda amabili labala abeka ya Emmaus the Bible says ukuthi na uNkulunkulu uJesu uyabajoyina endleleni uma ebajoyina ahamba nabo kunento la iBhayibheli lifika elikusho lithi by their eyes were kept from recognizing him you understand?
Yeah.
They were privileged ukuthi bahambe naye, bakhulume naye, bamxoxele izinto ezenzeke ngaye, but bangamboni ukuthi uye lo muntu bahamba naye. Which is simple ukuthi even nakuma family ukuthi na abakhona umuntu uNkulunkulu amraiseayo in our families. But singam recognize that is a misuse of his spiritual privileges. You understand? Mfundisi mangayiku. I said mina kuti le gospel lela ngifundele Assemblies of God ngithole khona ngangikhulela khona ngilusa imbuzi emzini we founder Assemblies of God. If you can ask me ukuthi abantwana babafana bakamfundisi ubani awumshumayele inyana akekho not even one. Not even one, but they were there. These are thola yimi le evangeli. Angazi ukuthi ngizothi yini. Mina ngilingana ne first born yomzukulu kamfundisi. Age was. But even nalabo bazukulu abalengana nami, not even one uyitholile lento lela. Izo zotholwa yimi ngomuntu wangaphandle. Similar to what happened kuHebe. Ivangeli la uNkulunkulu ahamba yofuna uSamuel. Ungasiyena wale lineage yamaLevite. Abuya kuba uyafika eamthatha azi uNkulunkulu athina from now on inepotism ngiyayiqeda. Nina ningabantwana bakaNkulunkulu nina ningabantwana who are privileged ukuthi na anizokusebenza anizokwenza lutho anizokuba nini akuzokulima abantu bazolima baletha izinto kini na manje nina yini nizohamba nicela ukudla nina ngoba anifuni ukumlalela you are misusing i privilege nani nayo kune into yenzakalayo nakithi bawumfundisi wami uNkulunkulu asibizile ukuthi sizoshumayela evangeli as umpostola beka ayihlobise nje ayifaka ama roses instead of you becoming a shepherd uba uwo uzale sembu izinto awusalusi izimvu
uyazalisa
uyazalisa lezimvu bayamangala ukuthi lezimvu lezi la zaphuma nje zabanibala ye yembuzi kwenze njalo
kanti imbuzi iyibhizi
kanti kunempongo la anithi uma ngaba kuzo obakhona umuntu afika athi hey phela nginenkinga ubaba kwenzeke endlini uba hawu mina ngizokwenzela mina ngizomenzela ungakhathazeki so kuba you are misusing you are misusing that thing. Number 3, sininkinga mfundisi abantwana babafundisi. Abantwana babafundisi sinenkinga yabantu abadlala ama instrument phakathi kwebandla they are misusing. Yibo bazalisa ushada intombi la udala labafana labalaba badlala ama instrument babhukudile kwale ntombi lela bathintane ngayo.
Athi babhukudile ayo wena.
Eh babhukudile swimming pool bathintane ngayo. Babuya babuya nje babuya nje bezostrola umshado wako kathi sekudala bayaphelezele nje ukuthi sase sasizakala ngoba bese isinyanyisa le nto leda bona laba bafana laba abadlala ama instrument you understand that is a misuse of number 5 mfundisi kune misuse ekhona yokuthi uNkulunkulu akutshela ukuthi hamba ukukhuluma into eso ebantwini wena uza ne view yakho ufika ukhuluma iview yakho labantu labana abafuni iview yakho bafuna izwi elizobasiza. Number 6 mfundisi asike sibuka ukuthi na uyahusha hamashiyaka usithume kude siyo yezani akasithumela ukuthi senza ama ATM usithumela ukuthi na preach the gospel, teach people must repent, but instead of teaching what God has told us to do, sahamba se Nigeria sofuna mihlola siza nayo la emabandleni. Yile nto siyikhalela sifuna imihlola ukuthi kungathi uma ngifika nje umuntu uma ngimthavela wephansi uma ngimthi vele ngimtshela indaba zakhe, you understand, uba prophet ayibona uba prophet imhlana uba prophet, you know, I was listening to the prophecies khona la mfundisi la uzizwe ukuthi azina uNkulunkulu when you prophesy about ama pink panties anoNkulunkulu yini yonke le nto le lapha sizizwa khona la kona la koko la maye SABC we. You understand I'm finished. That is a misuse. When God brings people to you, speak the word. Speak the word. Which word you must speak? The word you must speak is the word of the kingdom. We have to be so good. We have to be so good. Unkulunkulu azanga atina hambani. No, or to preach the kingdom. So we must speak the kingdom. Kuti abantu kumele baphume lebalahleke khona beza la kwale kingdom kaNkulunkulu. When they arrive in the kingdom of God, izinto eziningi zizokwenzeka. Azange uJesu atambani yogwara abantu, azange kusho lokho. Hambani unothuka abantu, azange kusho lokho. Azange kusho lokho. Yeah. But instead, we see Gijimis, ama miracles, pakati kwe bandla kutina. Why is nga yi bedlela kenjo nga basi standa ama miracles? So salabanda wala pez bedlela, why is nga yi kot? But to see kutina, lento yde siyenza yu mshalu, asi ila pango bala pakuna banda wa gula siri asi la paya. La pakuna banda wa gula siri asi la paya. Angaya kufuku batla li iso uti, hey, no. So, but because it's same shalweni, sina bandi siba faka mabandi shabanya siba beka kumawudichaya, abanya siba beka kupikupi, abanya siba patisa izi, nito zezango wa maguti basika bayi nikela kongati. And that is not what God told us to do. Uta ama miracles will follow us. We are not following miracles. Miracles will come after us. Tina, what we must do, we must speak the word. And the word, hilo lizoba, li sizu muntu angena kwe kingdom kaNkulunkulu. Ngiyabonga mfundisi andedele umpastor.
All right then. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear from you. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear from you. As to what you say about this matter, is there a lot of misuse of spiritual privileges amongst us these days? You know, people are using the power of their gifts in a negative way or in a wrong way for self-gain and for profiteering. Are we seeing that much of the times? Mpumi, I don't know what you wanted to say, but your message is 7 seconds long. Mpumi, let me just note it to you before I play it. It's 7 seconds long. Maybe you want it 7 seconds long? Yes. But I just wanted to let you know. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what we say about this. And of course, you can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. A misuse of privileges. Prevalent amongst us these days, you know. Right. Now, here's another one of misused privileges by Israel in different periods. John 15:22. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. When people basically know that these things that they do are wrong, but they pursue on doing them. You know, the privilege of salvation and grace, people abuse this so much. And to a great extent, they had gone on to justify and say, if you do wrong as a child of the Most High, they say, as a child of God, he understands. He understands. You are no longer under the law, you are under the grace. But Christ says, I had not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. And that is where we find the contrast. And even today, there is still an abuse on this. People continue to sin. Whereas the word says, do not use your liberty as an opportunity for sin. Apostle, we don't seem to be doing good in that area.
Hey, yeah, let's check it. You know, Maruti, the sad part of it is that, remember, when we talk spiritual abuse, it means somehow the advantages and the privileges, the honor, the respect, that God has given unto you, as has bestowed upon you as a person, also as a church, you expect also in that according to the principle of the Word of God. So when the Lord says honor, then you understand how it should be done. When the Lord speaks of order, then even issues of excellency, you know, the Word of God, it's clear where everything in the church or in the house of the Lord, it's something to be wrong. The word of the Lord is also clear as to how are we supposed to relate with one another, you know, from leaders to followers. It's clear cut in the word of God.
Mm.
But for some strange reason, man, somehow we find a way to deal and upset this whole thing, because remember, you can only, you know, embrace what you benefit from. So anything that you don't benefit from it, you will simply discard it. And we see more, and this is what is happening. Like, it's so normal. You know what can work against a leader? This whole attitude, either questioned. Let's make sure about whoever who will try to question him, whoever neutralizer, or either baba frustrator, or baba kwala miloma, somehow, you know, people will not be allowed. We have churches where it is okay to get away with murder as a pastor and do as you choose.
Mm.
And nobody can say, simply because you put systems in place. And unfortunately, some of the systems that are put in place, they may look at the leader so that there's nobody that can interfere. Because remember, when you put certain systems in place, well, now you know how, you know, it can benefit you, you know how to twist it, turn it in any way that you want, and everybody must just oblige. But having said that, Joe, Jeremiah 23, verse 1 to 4, or woe unto the shepherds who do not care for or tend for the flock of God, who cause them to live in fear. So now some of those systems that are put in place, but by under fear. So you get told, do this. If you don't do that, this, like for an example, you might be sick and you go to the person. Literally, I've had people come to me saying, you know, there are pastors because they're sick and they don't have money for seed. We have families that break up every day because the systems that are put in their churches where you cannot go to the man of God, aura pelle, osna seed.
And the seed is money.
The kids will lose their life. There's a lot of chaos that goes on. There's a lot of injustice that goes on, Modikere gang, simply because there are systems that are put in place by leaders who are taking advantage, who are abusing the flock of Jesus Christ, forgetting that this is the flock of Jesus Christ. When your mandate is to prepare the flock for the coming of Jesus Christ. Mm. That's it. But somehow, because we feel, you know, him long minister Allah. You know, and I must eat my family. Hey, low chance to OJ. I'll be taking about a while. Be taking with me. So, but then we'll be abusing the people of God. You know, I was talking to, I went somewhere with some people, and then we're coming back. One of them, you know, I used to be in a particular church. Mainly seed after seed. You pay your tithe and you're faithful in your tithe, and then Moharabeke ki seed, and then I get about every day. So now every day, who buy the seed, that's one thing. I mean, truly, what do you call that? Just tell me. So at the end of the day, people, Baba, under fear, they're under bondage. They feel that they're obliged to do this thing because if you don't do that, then they cannot. They are not blessed. You know, if you don't tap into the anointing as well. Then that's another thing where you see serious spiritual abuse there, where people are supposed to be tapped to tap into somebody's anointing. There's money. I mean, I remember once that I went and ministered somewhere. Some people came with some money, but can we tap into anointing? What kind of nonsense is that? You know? So, but what I'm saying is, guru, now who really take advantage of the benefits and the privileges that God has given us, and issue of gifts as well, spiritual gifts. Moran has given us gifts and we function in those gifts. And because Mudimua will use that to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to prophesy, to discern, then you put a tag on it and we begin to commercialize. And this is also another way where you see serious spiritual abuse getting out of hand. I'm going to leave it here for now.
Sure. All right. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps, man. What are some of the areas that you see indeed there's a massive abuse of spiritual privileges? Massive. Not even small.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day.
Send us 657 AM. Send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. Or give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. Yeah. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. Right. Moruti Makamu, let me bring this to you again. The very aspect, you know, of abuse of privileges. You know, one of the things that I've come across on. I am looking also at Hebrews. Hebrews says, now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? They had a privilege, you know, to be saved from Egypt. I'm talking about Yasharal, to be saved from Egypt, to leave Egypt as a majority of people, and to take with them massive wealth from Egypt. Number three, they saw the annihilation of Egypt. And when the army of Egypt followed them into the opened river, the opened sea, the sea swallowed them. But they were not swallowed by the sea. The sea opened for them to pass by. They passed by, they saw the enemy being swallowed. They ate the manna in the desert, but still, there is an abuse of privilege. They started to moan and complain about the manna. They started to speak all kinds of things of desolation and stuff. I mean, seeing the Egyptian army coming, they were saying, you know, we miss the food that we ate in Egypt. We miss sitting in straw chairs. Look at us. When there are better graves for us in Egypt. And this kind of abuse is a lack of appreciation on our part. We have been privileged with life. We have been privileged with abundances. We have been privileged with food on the table. We have been privileged with husbands or wives, mothers or fathers, sons or daughters. We've been privileged with family, we've been privileged with ministries, but you find us really in a quagmire of complaining and dissatisfaction. Muruti Makam, what say you there?
Mfundisi, I was telling Unkosikazi 2 weeks ago, kuthi if nginga complain kuNkulunkulu, njengoba ngingabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyenzile, because there is a need ukuthi uNkulunkulu angivula amehlo wengqondo namehlo wenyama so that I may see physically izinto azenzayo and see in the spirit what God is doing. So for me, complain the only thing I can do is to say thank you, Jesus, for doing this. And no manga na kulukuyana, but ngiyabonga ngoba isikhathi sakho siyeza. You know, mfundisi, ukuba ungrateful to God, ukuba abuse ilento lela spiritual privilege. We are abuse uNkulunkulu. Because you have to remember ukuthi na awucelanga kuzalo. uNkulunkulu wayenza ngokwentando yakhe akunikeza lokhu uyiko uba yiko konke kubo bonke abantu and unayo yonke into. Most of us singabantu uNkulunkulu ababeke phansi kwethu ukuthi na sibaluse, hayi ngokuthi na sibe amabhova phambi kwabo. But so bonke labantu laba lapha kumele sibe grateful to God ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngiyabonga ukuthi na unithathe kwaze kwaba na umusa lo ungenzela wona. Understand? But we still complain. Sifana naye uIsrael. Israel emva kokuthi na aphuma eGibhita. Ubonile ukuthi uNkulunkulu wenzani. Ubone konke. That is why ngelinye langa mfundisi inke ngathi na ignorance iyenza abantu balahlekele. Because uma ngaba awuboni awunalwazi lokuthi uNkulunkulu wenzani, then again you become ignorant. And the Bible says uthi Jehova kuHosea chapter 4 uthi na because you are ignorant I will even reject your children. You understand? So ignorance yami, ukuba ungrateful kwami, ukwenza kwami kuzenza ukuthi uNkulunkulu aze areject even nenzalo yami nabazukulu babazukulu, ngoba anginalutho ngizobafundisa yona, ngizobafundisa ukucomplaina phambi kwaNkulunkulu ukuthi naye uNkulunkulu akekho right. uNkulunkulu kuba uright ngabe ukhona la, uNkulunkulu kuba uright ngabe ungibambise lotu. You know ukuthi na ilotu le lapha is there ukuthi na izenze alter izinto zikaNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu izenze umosha intando kaNkulunkulu, because uNkulunkulu ubeke umuntu ukuthi makasebenze. So wena ufuna ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngaba akunikeze leyo mali le lapho ungasebenzanga. You understand? So mfundisi wami, let us open our eyes and let us appreciate what God is doing. Let us not abuse the privilege uNkulunkulu asibekele yona. Kuba Corinthians besibili chapter 6 ivesi loqala umpostolo Paul uthi na ngiyanincenga bazalwane ukuthi don't receive this grace and ne abuse. Corinthians besibili chapter 6, ningayidlali ngalomusa enutholile, ningadlale ngawo. Then thina ke sifika sithatha lo musa lo lapho sizenzela intando yethu. You know ukuthi ibandla namhlanje alisakhulumi intando kaNkulunkulu, liyenza ama-program to maintain abantu bahlala esontweni. Lenza ama-program. The church is full of programs, not of teachings of the word. Lenze izinto zokuthi yini singayenza ukuthi abantu bahlale. Hayi ukuthi nimlalela kanjani ukuthi ngikhuluma lento uNkulunkulu ayifunayo ukuthi abantu bamuzwe. We are not becoming the light. Remember, ku Matthew, the Bible says ukuthi you are the salt, you are the light. Ngingaba njani ukuthi ngibe yilight? Ngingayenza kanjani ukuthi ngibe utshwayi ukuthi abantu mabafike kimi bathola something they bazokubambelela kuyo bambone uNkulunkulu through me? But because I'm there to abuse izinto zikaNkulunkulu, ngiza nama-program ungasiwona kaNkulunkulu ama-programs wami. Right now, December manje kubhizi emabandleni, kubhizi ngama-program ye-Thanksgiving. Esasazele amakomiti manje, kusasazelwe amakomiti manje. Khulunya namakomiti ukuthi hambani niyocela, hambani niyolungisa ama-Thanksgiving for umfundisi. Whereas kunabantu laphana bahleli abanakudla,
But because of the Bekelo, I need to go to Bangam Bekel and go by the Bible says you go to the priest who servants are you, Macabonelet. But what, why we abuse Leo gift Leila, who you go to Babunica Lugunan, who call on Monica Bam Nicole and Fundis, Mam Nicole Lacafert, Lomont Lovak Amber Tanga Tatul is a 2000 a second Nicole Mam Fundis. What's Tata busy girl in a panate? Tata is a cock. And gogi mine zinto ezichiphi zasephephe and forgetting ukuthi lo muntu lona ukhiphe ngenhliziyo yakhe, you understand?
Yeah,
that is abuse uyenzayo kwalomsebenzi kaNkulunkulu. Be grateful kwalento incane uNkulunkulu akunika yona. Be grateful ngayo yonke into uNkulunkulu akwenzela yona, instead yokuthi uloko complain. Ngezwe inyenxeko mfundisi ikhuluma ethi na niletha ama coin la esontweni bicanga ukuthi kuse scrap yard la basinayo umshini yokuqalisa izinsimbi thina la
ebala,
you understand? Ngoba bafuna ikhandela leka cash kuba yilo livelayo ephepheni, you understand? And forgetting ukuthi lo muntu lo letele insimbi le scrap lela uyikhiphe ngenhliziyo. No man guy keep hanging and she says, not for you to judge that person. It's for the master. Who was in his yo moon? Not well. I'm not sure in Jeremiah chapter 17. At in his yo moon. Yes, oh, but at minu Jehovah, Nishola in his yo. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. At minu Jehovah, Nishola in his yo. Then when I go, was it good in the moon to roller? Ulete is crepida, Uzo Scalisa whoopi. That is abuse, Mfundisi. That is abuse. Let us not abuse izinto zikaNkulunkulu. Let us not abuse siloko sifaka ama-program angatissue ebandleni. Asenze izinto ngendlela efanele ukuze noma ubani uma ayibona abone uNkulunkulu ngayo yonke into le ezobe siyenze. Inkosi Musa Mayibusisi Mfundisi.
Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.